Hi, everyone. Joe Correa here with our Warren Group July home sales report for Connecticut. Single-family home sales increased 12.7% in July compared to July 2016, with a total of 3,641 sold. Joining me to discuss these numbers is Warren Group CEO Tim Warren. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Joe.
So this year and last year, June sales total has outshined July's, but it seems to have been the opposite in the years before 2016. Is there some market force that we can point to which has affected the summers differently in recent years?
Well, I think that's a little hard to say. The months of June, July, and August are always the biggest months for real estate closings. It looks like this year they peaked in June. And the closings in the summer are really the result of home shopping that takes place in the spring. This year, it could be that better weather perhaps brought out the buyers a bit earlier than other years. Or perhaps the home buying process has become more streamlined and it takes fewer days to close the sale. Or maybe buyers feared a mortgage interest rate increase and pushed to get their deals done sooner. Whatever the case, it is good to see a strong month in July. Home prices are still well below the peaks that we saw 10 years ago. So we're not quite back up to very highest of real estate sales.
Mm-hmm. Recently, Connecticut has had an upsurge in the amount of online brokerages selling real estate in its borders, looking to virtualize the process. Do you think this might have some specific benefit or drawback in a market like Connecticut's?
I think that the main effect of the online services is to take some of the hassle out of the home buying and selling. You know, years ago, it was difficult to get an address of the home for sale, never mind actually seeing a picture of it. Information was tightly controlled by realtors, and it required a sit-down visit before you could actually go shopping. I think everyone, realtors included, would agree that things are much better now that a vast amount of information is readily available online. Virtually all real estate transactions these days start with an online search. Buyers and sellers can do an enormous amount of research and self-education online before they ever contact a realtor. I think that saves everyone a lot of time. An informed buyer or an informed seller is one who is ready to act. But even with all of the information that exists online, a realtor is central to the process. Most people want a market expert to guide them through the steps of buying or selling a home. I don't know too many people who would be willing to buy a home sight unseen. They want a tour guide and someone to give them the advice all the way down the road until the deal actually closes. Some people are do-it-yourselfers and may feel perfectly comfortable using an online brokerage to save money. But most of us like a little help with the hard stuff. When my car needs a repair, I take it to a mechanic instead of doing it myself.
Mm-hmm. Very true. All right, well, thanks very much for your insights, Tim. Thanks to everyone for joining us, as always. If you need any more information about Warren Group products or services, you can go to thewarrengroup.com. Thank you.